This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Several politicians are now paying attention to the blue-green algae from Lake Okeechobee. That algae is carried into the St. Lucie River and Indian River Lagoon when water is released from the lake. The water also goes to the west and the Fort Myers area through the Caloosahatchee River. Governor Rick Scott was there today when he announced a state of emergency for Martin, Okeechobee, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, Lee, Hendry, and Glades counties.
You have to say, okay, well, make a decision. What do you think really is going to happen? What's going to have the biggest impact? And push your resources there.
What this declaration does, in part, is it allows the State Department of Environmental Protection to dedicate more staffing to water testing and sampling. It also establishes a grant program to provide local governments with funding to contract with cleanup services. The State Department of Health will enhance community outreach efforts, including more signage to keep Floridians and the state's visitors informed of the dangers of the algae blooms. The South Florida Water Management District is also asked to identify additional storage north and south of Lake Okeechobee to decrease water inflows and reduce the level of Lake Okeechobee. Senator Bill Nelson, after a visit to Stewart last week, directed a letter to the CDC asking for an investigation of health risks. He spoke on the Senate floor.
To ask that they provide the people of Florida with information they are needed to have, including the warning signs that they need to have to look out for the immediate health risk associated with swimming in or near the algae, or even breathing it in. And that's just the short-term effects. I've also asked the CDC to look into the possible long-term effects of the algae exposure so that we can begin to take whatever protective steps that we now need to protect people living in and around these blooms.
Also, Congressman Brian Mast has asked that the Army Corps of Engineers use emergency authority to completely cease discharges until they can definitively prove the toxic algae pollution crisis no longer exists. The congressman says in a news release, the emergency authority would direct the Corps to take water control actions necessary to abate the problem immediately when there are pollution problems. Mast claims that the safety of the community has been systematically ignored and deprioritized for decades. Right now, all discharges are halted. They'd been scheduled to resume today and may resume later this week. Eric Eichenberg is CEO of the Everglades Foundation. He says now is the time for federal officials to step up Everglades restoration funding, including a reservoir south of Lake Okeechobee, to reduce the need for water discharges.
If we miss this opportunity, the Army Corps goes back to a planning process which will take 3 years, which will be more summers of toxic algae, more summers of closed beaches, impacts to tourism jobs, let alone the threat to human health.
While monitoring will help in the future, it won't change problems we have with the algae now. Governor Scott says that's frustrating.
I like the water, and you know, I'd like to take my grandkids out on the water, so I know it's frustrating for people.
For people living near the algae, that's likely an understatement. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.